The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
Maui, this is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us today. We've got an exciting show for you. You know, every week I say that, but every week something surges up within me whenever I come to that part of the sentence, because we do have exciting news for you. Every single second of your life, if you follow the advice of what holistic physicians say about creating new health.
That's right.
And that's what we're here for.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where we have incredible formulas, incredible combinations, incredible proteins and vitamins and nutrients, and you name it. It's all there, terrific prices, organically produced, just wonderful combinations. You can't beat it elsewhere. And remember, too, we are in beautiful affiliation, lovely air-conditioned setting, a marble top, good chairing, everything with the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. The Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
That's not spelled S-O-U-P. It ain't soup, folks.
No.
It's broth.
Broad spectrum broth, which covers a whole load of bases. And let us start by saying, I don't ever want to forget, because every day I'm reminded of this, and every day my gratitude just fills the skies, and that is our affiliation with local certified organic Maui farmers. And every day, the fresh organic produce, the vegetables, et cetera, is brought in to Alive and Well, and the experts with a top juicer, very high concentration juicer at Alive and Well, juice those wonderful, marvelous vegetables, organic, into wonderful juices.
A variety of juices,
only in glass, not in plastic. And all those marvelous vegetables are what's used in the very many dishes and in the salads, et cetera, that are presented at the Broth Cafe. In addition, I can't leave the topic without saying, and again, it goes right along with my belief system. You know, whatever your particular choice, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic chicken, you want organic meats or whatever, all of those choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe. And you can make that choice and tell them they will incorporate those dishes for you. If you have allergies to certain products, they have the non-alert, you know, all the different things. They're there, and you have that included in the wondrous, incredible Broth Cafe. And the juices, the smoothies that you get, the combinations, they're all there bouncing around in great joy, being able to present that to you every single day.
Every single day.
And
every single meal. Well, excuse me, lunch. Extended lunch.
Extended anytime. Okay. And remember parties. You have friends coming over, you have loved ones. That doesn't have to be garbage. You don't have to make some of the crap that they show you on TV of the formula and things that they do for cooking. You don't have to do that. You can do what satisfies the heart, soul, and spirit without hurting the body. And we can have it all ready for you at any time. Or if you're just coming for your lunch, you're coming for your smoothie, you only have a little time, It's ready for you. Just give us a call at the 877-4950, our store number, which has all of our services. And let us start by also telling you that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications, take them off medications. Doctor's area. We just love to share wonderful information about what doctors, and that's what we quote here on the show to you, what doctors have learned about nutrients experience in medical clinical trials, okay?
And in their own practice.
And in their own practice, exactly. We share that information.
They incorporate those results of those medical clinical trials in their practice. And they always extol the virtues of those procedures and their success with them.
That's right.
Okay? So it's certainly scientific, folks, but it ain't drug company propaganda.
And if you want to sit down one-on-one and talk about certain things, remember, we aren't doctors. We never charge a dime, never charge a dime, never have, never will. But we love to sit down in a beautifully comfortable area, and we can share information on whatever your particular agenda or health hopeful is.
There you go.
We'll share what, again, is medically researched and proven, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and
could I just mention one thing?
Please go ahead.
One thing.
You want to take stage?
I do.
You know, you
I'm
have to understand.
I'm sitting on the sidelines all the time. I'm sitting on
this is baloney.
At stage right.
Gary, when are you
going to
turn off the mic?
Waiting for my entrance.
You have never done that since
You never turn to me and say, take it, Den.
No.
No, you.
Since the first minute I met you, when we were both actors, and we met at the American Shakespeare Festival in
Stratford,
Connecticut.
I know that.
Remember the things that we learned and what were big. Take stage.
I know.
Take stage is when you're out there. Don't let anybody else get in your way.
That's
and you've
right.
never let anybody else get in your way.
But you're always,
I'm from New York.
But you're always center stage with the hot
That's
pink
That's because
light.
I was born in Brooklyn and raised in New York. We know how to take stage.
You sure
if
do.
If you ever had a New
and
Yorker,
you know how,
the New Yorker takes stage.
And you know how not to give it up, baby.
I don't give it up. Right,
all
Gary?
Right.
That's it.
Here we go. Ready?
Go.
Okay.
I'll give you a certain amount of time.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Don't get greedy. Okay, you can do the monologue, and then
listen
I come
to this,
on.
Folks.
All right.
I don't know if you're aware, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has stated that the drug companies pay about 50% of all operating costs of the Food and Drug Administration. That is, they cover the costs of the government agency, which is supposed to be controlling their product into some degree or other, in the safety and utilization of the claims they make of their product. The drug companies pay the FDA 50%, says Robert F. Kennedy. Not so, says the drug company. Not so. No, no, no. Not so. We only pay 47%.
Unbelievable,
you
right?
That?
They only pay, they admit to the 47%
oh, yeah, yeah,
that they're
yeah,
paying.
Yeah. And who
Unreal.
Knows what else goes on under the table.
Exactly.
Okay. So, but is there any wonder why there are so many drug commercials on television?
Unbelievable.
So many unbelievable side effects of those drugs that are on television.
Yes.
If you listen carefully, what those side effects are, it's death, liver toxicity,
strokes,
heart
cancer,
complication,
everything.
All
and
kinds
they do it
of
real
stuff.
Fast because a lot of it's the tiny print that they can't even speak on so
And
quickly.
While they're doing it, they have puppies running around the stage with children. So you're completely diverted from what they're actually saying.
Absolutely.
Okay?
They'll do anything, yes.
All right. So that's one of the things. Along with that, can I go on just for 1 second?
Okay, another second.
Well, we had COVID-19 and the mRNA vaccines, which proved to be a disaster. What people may not be aware of is that Fauci and the Centers for Disease Control all have a patented interest in the drugs. They all receive residuals from the sale of those drugs. That's in publicity now and major publications. They don't promote, they don't create new cellular life. Well, new cellular life is dependent upon nutrients that you put into your mouth and chew up as food.
Right. Can I also interject that, as you remember, when the COVID-19 was so big and all the news shows were bringing it all, it was Dr. Mark Siegel, MD, that was always they came to talk to, and he wasn't a holistic kind of guy.
Right.
But he kept bringing out the important thing was your immune system to fight this thing.
Absolutely.
Instead of always thinking drugs, he kept bringing out the importance of NAC and quercetin and vitamin D3 continuously, he talked about the importance of how these nutrients would build up your body's defense system to fight COVID. And Mark Siegel is still addressed. He's very famous, and he's not holistic kind of guy.
He's not. I've seen him since on television. Every time he's on television, he talks about what? Drugs, 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 drugs.
But he
Except
came
this
out,
one time.
But he came out very emphatically and
Absolutely.
Continuously about how important it was to build up the immune system in this crisis.
And other holistic physicians have said the same thing. Major holistic MDs. MDs have an education. They're trained to use drugs. I've had so many doctors confess to me that not 1 minute of their education, whether it's 8 years or 12 or 18 years, not 1 minute is devoted to nutrition. It's always what the drugs can do. And that so the doctors are doing what the drug companies tell them to do.
And we quote and love to quote the fact that all of these are all medical doctors who have changed a lot of their attitude, have altered their attitudes because they see the proof of what great nutrition and supplementation, great nutrition, and the right choices
Amen,
can make.
Amen, baby.
Yes. Go ahead.
There is another doctor, Dr. Crandall.
Yes.
Dr. Crandall is a cardiologist.
Yes, very famous.
Dr. Crandall had a heart attack.
Huh? Wow.
Dr. Crandall, cardiologist, had a heart attack. Yep.
Very leading cardiologist, very famous in the U.S.
And was he on all the drugs to prevent a heart attack? Yep. Did he recover from his heart attack? Yep. How does he say he recovered from his heart attack? By taking Cardio Q10. Something we've talked about innumerable times in this program.
The heart can't pump without it, can't beat, can't function.
That's right.
And
the cardio Q10, he says, prevented his death, prevented any further complications of his heart condition, improved his heart condition, improved the strength of his heart, helped to reduce the inflammation of his heart, improved his blood pressure, improved all aspects of cardiovascular disease with Cardio Q10. Well, folks, this is a promo for Alive and Well Cardio Q10. He did not use our product.
No.
But our product is comparable to and on a par with the quality of product the cardiologist used for his own heart. Okay?
Yes.
We know the sources of his Cardio Q10, and we have private labeled those sources of Cardio Q10 under the Alive and Well label.
Then Dr. Chauncey Crandall, we say is famous, you may think maybe isn't, but he is the medical chief of the Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic. He has all these credits that go on the head of the program. That's what he's graduate of Yale University School of Medicine, cardiac fellowship at Beth Israel Hospital, Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York City. Very famous. He has done a whole lot of research studies and clinical research, and he publishes in medical journals. He has a huge amount of background. This is the doctor saying that what saved him was the cardio coenzyme Q10.
And the reason for that, he says, is the cardio Q10 fights the toxins in the body, all the free radicals which create inflammation, and other substances that destroy the cells in your body, and he's a Yale-trained heart surgeon, editor of the popular Dr. Crandall's Heart Health Report.
Okay, so
supplementing with Cardio Q10, he found to improve many health. I'm reading this word for word from his report.
From him.
To improve many health conditions, explains Dr. Crandall, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Crandall says that Cardio Q10 helped people undergoing chemotherapy for cancer, which can damage the heart.
That's right.
Cardio Q10 has the protective properties to it. He says that patients undergoing chemo and even those with Parkinson's have benefit from taking Cardio Q10. It goes on and on and on.
And you know, we've often brought up the fact that this is one of the basic, fundamental backgrounds of truths about the cardio, that active form, the 100% ubiquitin.
That's right.
The active form of CoQ10 is the heart is a pump. The heart is a pump. And what is the energy? What is the substance that make the heart? That's a muscle. The heart is a muscle. It's a pump. It pumps the blood throughout the body. It gets it going. And what causes that pump to be able to do its work is the energy source for all the pumps in the body. And it's called adenosine triphosphate, ATP. That is what makes it. The producer of the ATP is the cardio-Q10.
You said it, baby. You said it. So couldn't be said any clearer than that.
That's right. And so, and multitudinous benefits, critically important. And you want that blood flow to get everywhere. People often wonder, they get older or they're dizzy. Why are my legs swelling up? Why do I feel this? Why do I get so dizzy? Why do I feel so weak? The heart has to pump to get it throughout the body.
And at a certain age, your heart isn't as strong as it was when you were 18 years old.
No, and you don't make that anymore.
And
that
you don't make cardio-Q10 age of 30, 35.
And you don't want the synthetic. You want it, the cardio form, which is 100% natural and concentrated. That's why it's just critically important. I won't go a day without it.
And consider that heart disease, according to the drug companies, is still the leading cause of death in America.
Yes.
700,000 people a year die of heart disease.
Actually, and they said, and the Harvard specialist that did the meta-analysis said that just the number one cause of death in the U.S. is sudden cardiac arrhythmia. Okay, the arrhythmia from the heart. And they said that a minimum of 1.2 million American lives every year.
And that's what Crandall had. Dr. Crandall had that very attack.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to say? You interrupted me again.
I interrupted you.
I don't remember what
stage.
I was going to say.
You were there long enough. I took the stage. The light is shining on me. I know this is radio, not TV, but it is shining. And Gary says, okay.
What people don't realize is that you grab the light control and shine it on yourself.
Well, that's because Gary and I have a good relationship. I'm like I call him boy chick, and he calls me mamala. If you know, learn a little Jewish so you know what we're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
And he gives me the light, okay?
Okay, all right.
So there you go.
I want to mention something else about cardio-Q10. I can't remember what it was now. Let me go back to the article.
Yes, go right ahead. Go back. Maybe Dr. Chauncey Crandall can remind you
yes,
what it is you were trying
I'm
to say.
I'm waiting for him.
Okay, Dr. Crandall, go ahead.
Here's the bottom line. You want the bottom line?
Yeah.
This is the bottom line from Dr. Crandall. If you're eating a balanced diet, you are healthy and you have a healthy lifestyle, you should be taking cardio-Q10. It's found in some foods, certain such as organ meats and pork and beef and chicken and fatty fish. And what are we told not to eat by the drug companies?
Yeah.
Those very things, because they contain cholesterol.
Unreal, unreal.
Cholesterol is the killer.
Pants on fire.
Okay? But he goes on to say, and all the legumes and lentils and sesame seeds and all kinds of good stuff. Many people are under a lot of stress and want to prevent disease and live a long, healthy life. In that case, cardio-Q10 supplements, says the doctor, in the typically recommended dosage of up 200 milligrams or more, depending on your health challenge,
that's
whatever
right.
it
that's
might be.
That's more depending on the health challenge. That's a very important point. And I can't.
We now know, it says the cardio-Q10 helps people live a longer life, reducing the cholesterol, improving the strength of the muscle, heart muscle itself, to pump blood and nutrients to your brains and your little toe at the same time.
And the little toe, don't forget that too, the circulation and everything else like
yeah.
that. You know, that is so important, and thank you, Dr.
So he learned
Crandall.
A pretty good lesson by having a heart attack.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize that. I'm glad you shared that with us, Dennis. I really didn't, because, you know, okay. You know, and here's another top doctor. This is very, 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 very important, because a lot of people have heard a lot of wrong information. And this is an article by Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, very famous, and he, again, quoting medical research, and all the clinical trials are quoted. And he is talking here about research. This is his article. Research confirms even more benefits from vitamin D3. That's the natural, not the synthetic. And this is very important for you to hear. it goes on and on. And here's let's read what Dr. Blaylock, a very famous doctor, had to say. He says vitamin D3 deficiency causes weakened bones and osteoporosis, and in extreme cases, rickets. It has been shown that muscle weakness and flabby muscles, called hypotonia, are common among children suffering from rickets. For a long time, we didn't see cases of rickets in children, but it is making a huge comeback.
Do you know why?
In older children and adults, we see muscle weakness and pain, especially pain in the hips.
You know why?
Of course. D3 deficiency.
Vitamin D3 deficiency. The Vitamin D3 Council, which is a group of holistic physicians, points out that 80% of the population is deficient in vitamin, not just low,
right.
Deficient in vitamin D3. You
That's
should have
right.
blood levels of 60, 70, or above nanograms per milliliter of blood.
You know what?
Most people have 20 or nanograms or less, okay? That leads to what? Osteoporosis, heart disease, cancer, immune compromise,
right,
all kinds of things.
That.
Okay.
Now, you know, I want to just bring up, though, because what was really fills my head was that huge medical study from the American Pediatric Association. Remember, that was a pediatric doctors to children. That's children's doctors.
Right, right.
American Pediatric Association did a huge clinical trial of many thousands of women who were pregnant and then nursing. And they gave them 5,000 units a day, one little dot of 5,000 units of vitamin D3, and found, and they came out, and with all these studies published, that it reduced in the babies inside, prevented a whole lot of defects, death, all kinds of infections, mm-hmm. all kinds of bone loss, all kinds of premature birth by 60% across the boards in every single way.
Beautiful.
When they gave the mothers Beautiful. That and continued to keep those children healthy and prevent infections, etc., when the mothers would continue that 5,000 throughout the nursing period, and when the babies weren't nursing, and during that period after the babies were born, when they were nursing, the babies were given one by the doctors 1,000 milligrams of the
units,
D3.
Units.
And then after they stopped, the nursing period was over, 2,000 as little children and babies. They saw such a dramatic improvement of all conditions mm-hmm. and prevention of all kinds of negative outcomes that they said, and this was the thing that came out published. This really knocks me out, this statement. It stayed with me since they said, we can't put a mandate, that's what the doctor said, which is a gun to the head. We are not allowed. But we give the strongest recommendation, other than a mandate, gun to the head, that every pregnant woman nursing all throughout nursing period and in their children take the 5,000 and give the little babies and children 2,000 units
right.
of vitamin D3. That was the American Pediatric Association
Beautiful.
With thousands of women.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
And we're not talking synthetic.
Now, there's also another source of vitamin D3. It isn't as dramatic an improvement noticeable as the capsules of vitamin D3 or the liquid of vitamin D3 drops. But the sun has been around for hundreds of millions of years, okay? And the government tells you to stay out of the sun because it's going to give you cancer. Stay out of the sun because it's going to give you a heart attack. It's going to stay out of the sun because it's going to stay out of the sun because the. And so the government, in all their worldly wisdom, has decided to spray the skies with reflective metal particles to reflect the sunlight back into outer space.
Unbelievable.
Okay?
Unbelievable.
So that you don't get all the dangers of vitamin D3 from the sun.
Unreal.
Because the sun can cause cancer.
Lie.
Okay.
And you know, remember, too, that, you know, when
the sun can cause cancer.
When people feel...
When you get too much sun, how much is too much?
Burning the skin.
When you're burning the skin repeatedly, do you have the common sense that when you're burning the skin, you get out of the sun? People did that for hundreds of millions
That's
of
right.
years, and they didn't get the cancer.
Okay, let's just look at another very important point about that, okay? That remember, too, if we're only relying on the sun or going out to the beach and everything, we use sunblocks, yeah. We use creams and lotions, which also block your body's reception
Absolutely.
Of D3. And if you're going into the water and swimming in the beach, it washes off. So this is a little bit of insurance, a little bit of wondrous insurance to take the right amount of D3. And here, Dr. Blaylock goes on to say,
Let me say this. As you go into the water and you wash off the sunscreen, it poisons the ocean. One of the major pollutants in the ocean today is sunscreen
right.
residue.
That's right. That has been proven to be. And, you know, he's saying, too, for a long time, we didn't see cases of rickets. I know that we, you know, with the bone deterioration, right. I even learned about that when I was in school.
And D3,
it was a very, in children. But it is making a comeback, says the doctor. In older children and adults, we see muscle weakness and pain, especially pain in the hips. Vitamin D3, says the doctor, plays a part in the entry of adenosine triphosphate, just what we were talking about, ATP, the body's energy molecule.
There you go.
And calcium into cells, which require both substances to function. Vitamin D3 plays an important part in muscle protein metabolism. In addition, vitamin D3 plays a major role in immunity, which is important for COVID-19 and any other infections, and is why people around the world were less likely to die, says the doctor, of COVID if they had high vitamin D3 level. This was proven over and over, says Dr. Blaylock, and he quotes the clinical trials.
And the government says, if you don't take the mRNA vaccine, we're going to take away your privilege to fly on an airplane.
Unbelievable.
We're going to take away all privileges. We're going to close your bank account. We're going to create what is known as the pandemic. The pandemic is coming. And now it's called the bird flu and monkey virus. Those are two more new pandemics that they're cultivating right now and creating what? More mRNA vaccines to combat the bird flu and the monkey virus. Folks,
I know.
What can I tell you?
Tell about the Vitamin D3 Council. This is a big time group of doctors in Manhattan.
I don't know where they're situated in New York right now.
But they have proven over and over again the immunity action and all the other benefits of vitamin D3 for many decades.
That's right.
And this doctor now he quotes all the clinical trials. Quoting him, research has found that in nursing homes, as much as 67% of patients had very low vitamin D3 levels. There is a strong link, they say, between vitamin D3 deficiency and falling with advancing age.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of clinical trials to prove that. Falls in the elderly that cause hip fracture lead to a 50% death rate.
Whoa.
Are we hearing this?
Whoa.
The falls, D3 deficiency.
That's right.
Muscle biopsies in people with osteomalacia, softening of the bones, common in cases of vitamin D3 deficiency, demonstrated atrophy, the breaking down of muscle, fat accumulation, and scarring, fibrosis, in muscle fibers, the kind of fibers that prevent hard falls. Are we hearing this? Good God. And, you know, can you read these highlighted things here about a major role in high blood pressure and
it
does, these different,
Thank
okay?
you, honey. Yeah.
Go right ahead, Dolph.
Yeah. All right, folks, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it, okay? Don't embellish these things at all. That's
exactly
as it's
printed, and
okay?
Based on the clinical trials.
It's also been shown, says the doctor, that vitamin D3 plays a role in high blood pressure and the risk of heart attack.
In reducing, he goes on about that, yeah.
This is not surprising, says the doctor, due to the fact that vitamin D3 affects the muscles within the arteries and the heart muscle itself.
God. Boy, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It has been demonstrated that low vitamin D3 is also associated with blood clots of both small vessels and larger vessels, which is increasing.
That's very important.
The absence of the deficiency of D3 creates the many, many blood clots throughout the entire body, he says. which cause a stroke. Increasing vitamin D3 levels has also been successful for improving stroke outcomes and reducing damage to the blood-brain barrier and the brain itself in the area of the stroke.
Wow, that's so important.
Of course it is.
Go ahead.
Protecting the blood-brain barrier prevents damaging immune cells such as microglia and macrophages from harming brain tissue. Vitamin D3 deficiency also causes microglia and macrophages. Vitamin D3 causes those microglia and vitamin and macrophages to calm down. What that means is vitamin D3 deficiency causes the brain to be even more inflamed during a stroke than it would be if the vitamin D3 levels were normal.
Wow.
This shows that high levels of vitamin D3 protect the brain in such cases. Keep in mind, folks, when you have a stroke, the stroke is a result of a clot in the brain, okay? But before that one stroke clot, there are thousands of microscopic, tiny little strokes that happen on a regular basis. And the final, the last clot that forms is the one that forms, that causes the stroke. But it's a buildup of many, 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 many strokes before the major stroke actually occurs.
Yes, and right, and he goes,
many
yeah.
blood clots, okay?
Yeah.
And what helps these things is vitamin, say holistic physicians, is vitamin D3, which is the article Dr. Blaylock just wrote, but also the super omega-3 fish oils.
Absolutely, which is just what the Harvard doctors showed in all their clinical trials with a massive all the clinical trials with a super pure omega-3. They said it reduced the number one cause of death. They did a meta-analysis, which was sudden cardiac arrhythmia, by 88% to 92%. They said just based on that, if everyone in the country took the super pure high-potency omega-3 fish oils daily, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year just based on the number one. They said, but it has the same action against preventing strokes and other forms of heart conditions and heart attacks.
And the two major healthy fats in the oil are EPA and DHA, eicosapentaenoic fatty acid and docosahexaenoic fatty acid. And these things prevent the tiny little strokes from happening to begin with. They reduce the inflammation in the arteries. Keep in mind, arteries are major, major blood highways coming out of the heart, but then they diminish as they get throughout the body. They become as microscopic as the red blood cells themselves. They're called arterioles.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And arterioles are tiny, tiny little things. And the red blood cells have to change their shape, elongate, to squeeze through these capillaries and arterioles to bring the oxygen and the nutrients to every individual cell in your body. In so doing, the nutrients rub off on the wall of the arteries and the cells, and that thereby they deliver the nutrients that cell needs. And in the same process, it's like you're trying to get through a door that won't open entirely. So you have to squeeze and push and tear your shirt and to get through the doorway. Okay? Well, in the process, these red blood cells leave the nutrients and pick up the microscopic cellular debris. We're all many, many, many microscopic pieces called cells. You can't see an individual cell. And then that little artery turns into a vein, and the vein allows the cell to return to the lungs and get rid of the carbon dioxide, to the colon to get rid of the waste, and you have metabolism.
Right, and he makes this point, Blaylock, again, with all the clinical trials cited, about how serious aneurysms, the blood clots that rupture in the veins and arteries, can destroy the vessel walls. Aneurysms can occur in any blood vessel, he says, including the heart's aorta.
Mm-hmm.
Recent studies have shown that high vitamin D3 level prevents, and he lists them, prevents the rupture of aneurysms no matter where they are.
Beautiful. With brains or eyes or heart.
Yes, that's just what he says. Aneurysms, they can be anywhere, even the aorta. The high vitamin D3 level prevents.
That's right.
It can, exerts this effect, he quotes from this trial, by several mechanisms, reducing inflammation, neutralizing free radicals, the terrorist destruction, and strengthening the vessel walls, okay? He goes on and on about how all of these different things that they do, that, who even knew to the vast extent, right? We knew that vitamin D3 and MK7, the two nutrients together, that's why we have that combined at Alive and Well, take the calcification out of the veins and arteries, it was proved in clinical trials, and put them in the bones where they belong,
right,
and not in the blood vessels where they can cause death.
And you've often heard the benefits of vitamin D3 is that vitamin D helps build bones. Yeah, it does, but it doesn't do it without Mark 7K2. D3 pulls the nutrients from the guts into the bloodstream, in the bone building nutrients into the bloodstream, and then it looks around like, hey, I did my job, where's K2? K2, over here. Over here. Pick up this stuff and put it in the bones.
Right.
Well, D3 doesn't put it in the bones. The K2 puts it in the bones. And if you have a buildup of excess calcium in your blood, holistic physician says you have insufficient K2.
That's right.
By providing K2, which is a nutrient, not a drug, it's a nutrient.
From plants and all, not the synthetic.
And it picks up the debris in the arteries and the cells.
The calcification.
And puts it in the bones where it belongs.
Right. And you know, here's another thing. This just blows my mind. And maybe my mind needed to be blown because I take 10,000 a day every day of D3. But this is incredible. And this doctor going on and again quoting all the clinical trials, Dr. Blaylock, vitamin D3 has also been shown to protect cognition, mental functioning, and help prevent nerve degeneration. Vitamin D3 modulates the production of nerve growth factor and other brain repair factors. In medical research, subjects with low vitamin D3 levels had an increased risk of cognitive decline, mental decline, when you had low vitamin D over 6 years, compared to matched individuals with better than normal levels of vitamin D3. A meta-analysis, that's a huge medical analysis, demonstrated that patients with Alzheimer's disease had lower vitamin D3 levels.
And lower fish oil, omega-3 levels.
But they also talk about here with the connection with Alzheimer's and the D3.
Yeah.
Vitamin D3 has been shown to increase the switching of microglia and macrophages to an anti-inflammatory mode, increases the removal of beta amyloid, the protein that accumulates in the brain in cases of Alzheimer's disease.
And it's called plaque.
Plaque.
Okay. So
Read this thing about what it does for the eyes, the finality of this product?
What
it does for the eyes.
Word for word, right from the doctor's pen. Or computer.
Yeah.
By reducing inflammation. Listen to that. By reducing inflammation.
Yeah, you've said that many times.
Inflammation.
Yes, the flame.
Inflammation.
The killer, the destroyer, the everything.
Inflammation is considered by all science. Chronic inflammation is the source, is the creator
of all disease. And all destruction.
All disease. ALL, capital ALL.
Go ahead.
Okay. By reducing inflammation, quieting microglial activation, and reducing free radical damage, all of which protect the nervous system, vitamin D3 would also be expected to protect the retinas of the eyes.
I didn't realize
and
that.
The entire
retinas of the eyes, because that's your eyesight, especially as you get older.
And the eyes and the hearing.
That's right. Man, but think of that. That's another huge thing. For helping the retinas of the eyes? Come on.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Keep in mind, says the doctor, that the retina contains the same microglia as the brain.
Wow.
And the microglia undergoes damage by immunoexcitotoxicity from inflammation.
That's right.
In the same way that the brain suffers the same situation from inflammation. For example, we now know that retinal damage by glaucoma is not due primarily to a high intraocular pressure. It's mainly due to excitotoxicity. How do you get excitotoxicity? Sugar.
Inflammation, right.
All carbohydrates,
right.
Bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs, whiz-bangs, yum-yums, and wee-wees all turn into sugar.
And the sweetened juices and all of that and other things.
So it all, and sugar creates the chronic inflammation.
Inflammation.
And again, I'll repeat this ad nauseum. It doesn't just happen bingo. It happens cell by cell by cell. What is a cell? How big is a cell? Well, take your ballpoint pen or your pencil on a piece of paper and make a little period, a little dot. A cell is microscopic. It's not as big as that dot. Huh? And that's what we're made of. We're made of cells. Individual little pieces of poof that aren't as big as a dot on a piece of paper. But when those little individual poofs are destroyed by what? Inflammation and sugars and safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, omega-6s, that little cell dies. Do that several times. How many little cells can you kill? Well, what is your major health challenge? According to holistic physicians, by using nutrients on a regular basis, you help prevent those cell deaths. You have better eyesight, better hearing. You have better muscle control. You have a stronger heart. You have a brain that functions instead of a brain that goes, duh.
You know, it's interesting.
All the nutrients, yes, build health.
You know, you were just bringing up this thing about those toxic fats that you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another big article, medical article, Beyond Autism, the Broader Impact. Medical study focused on autism. It's important to note that the negative effects of high PUFA intake.
Okay? Polyunsaturated fatty acids.
And they go on to say this medical study, another medical study, investigating umbilical cord fluid, found that elevated levels of AA, these types of, you know, fats, mm-hmm, were linked to higher ADHD symptoms during childhood. Furthermore, maternal diets high in those omega-6s increases ADHD risk in the child, and they cite the medical studies.
Mm-hmm.
High omega-6 diets in mothers have been associated with increased risk of cognitive impairment in their children. Clinical, clinical, clinical. These
clinical
findings,
clinical what?
Medical studies all
okay,
supporting.
Okay.
These findings collectively support the, quote, fetal origins of disease concept, which shows that altered nutrition in early life can lead to disease development later on. This is particularly relevant to central nervous system development. And they go on to say,
early life,
yes,
is a reference to pregnancy.
That's right.
Of being conceived and created in your mother's womb.
Right.
That's early life.
The central nervous system is particularly vulnerable during intrauterine development to metabolic compromise and all of that. The neuron destruction, astrogliosis, microglia, all of goes on and on and on and on. Disruption of these processes provokes long-lived modifications in brain structure and function. So they say here that the fatty acid composition of breast milk has drastically changed with the changes in these dietary fats, okay? And
isn't that incredible?
Isn't that?
Do you see the ramifications? Do you see the extensions of what the drug companies say? You've got to stop eating animal fats.
Because if you're not eating
animal fats, you're eating vegetable fats. You're eating seed oils. Seed oils are high in omega-6.
That's what they say.
Omega-6 creates inflammation. Inflammation along with, from omega-6, along with inflammation of flour being converted into sugar in your stomach, and creates more omega-6. You've got inflammation, you've got fire, you've got cellular poof death because of fire burning up those little invisible little things called cells. And those little invisible things called cells have to be put together into a larger component, which can turn into an eye, or a nerve, or a heart, or a brain, all comprised of individual little pieces of invisible, poof, a dot on a piece of paper, not as big. But,
you know, one of the main thing points that you have made, Dr. Blaylock really stresses this as a whole very important point, and you keep learning the different benefits of the main ingredient of pain power. And he says, curcumin fights diabetes.
Does it ever?
And he says, Dr. Curcumin has many properties that combat diabetes and its complication. It is a powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer benefits, suppresses virus and bacteria, and promotes wound healing.
Say that again, say that again, okay. Say that again.
Okay, curcumin. Powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer benefits, suppresses viruses and bacteria, says the doctor, and promotes wound healing. In addition, says the doctor, curcumin lowers blood sugar and abnormal blood lipids fats.
Honest to God.
Inhibits, prevents atherosclerosis, reduces the risk of stroke and heart attack, and protects the liver, says the doctor. Curcumin was able to prevent diabetes-associated weight loss, reduce glucose levels, improve insulin sensitivity, and lower the levels of glycosylated hemoglobin, a long-term measure of glucose control. Can you talk about pain power and why it's so much, even that the curcumin is so much more effective?
And I had no idea when I approached a biochemist, a holistic biochemist, to create a product to reduce inflammation. I had with curcumin, because I had no idea the extent of how effective curcumin has proven to be. But curcumin in the pain power is even further enhanced by natokinase. Have you ever heard of that? That's an anti-inflammatory also. And serratiopeptidase. Have you ever heard of that? That's also an anti-inflammatory. Why an anti-inflammatory, anti-inflammatory, anti-inflammatory? Because it reduces inflammation. And inflammation is the source of all disease, say every holistic physician and biochemist. Along with it, it contains amla. It contains other nutrients, all of which combine with the large concentration of curcumin, which reduces inflammation and gives relief to what? To dementia. I didn't know that, but it does. To heart inflammation. I didn't know that, but it does. I was after something that would relieve the arthritis in people's hands and knees.
I didn't realize
that. And it does that.
I didn't realize that it helps to stabilize blood sugar levels.
Absolutely.
And that, would you talk about that bioperine extract and how much better proven it was that's in there for assimilation of the curcumin?
Okay. Curcumin is not the easiest thing in the world for your body to absorb into the bloodstream. So, well, but people use the source of curcumin, what is this?
Turmeric.
Turmeric. People use turmeric for pain relief because turmeric is supposed to give you some pain relief. It does give you some pain relief, but it only has 2% curcumin. The curcumin in pain power is 2,000%
right.
Greater than you find in turmeric.
Unreal.
Combined with the other inflammatories, anti-inflammatories, and absorptive nutrients, it also contains the piperine, which is a major, major aid in getting the curcumin and all the other nutrients and enzymes in pain power from your guts into your bloodstream, into your brains, into your eyes and your heart, into every cell in your body, which does what? Puts out the inflammation, puts out the fire. And the fire is just as a woman explained to me one day, as I was explaining to her about inflammation, she said, do you mean that inflammation is in every cell in my body? I said, if you eat the refined carbohydrates and the vegetable oils, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame oil, you're creating inflammation. It's an inferno. It is an uncontrolled, raging fire which destroys brains and eyes and hearts and knuckles and livers. It's fire.
Yes, and you know, another terrific doctor, I just applaud him, to Fred Pescatore, MD, his huge background, and he's writing about a number of these things, and again, quoting the clinical trials, and he says right here, which it goes with everything you've said, and he says, kick the number one cause of heart disease starting in just 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to keeping your heart humming on all cylinders, here's what you need to know. The cause of heart disease essentially boils down to one thing. That's right, says the doctor. Just one simple secret, he underlines, sugar, highlights.
It's a major source of inflammation.
If you haven't already given up sugar, now is the time, because sugar is the number one cause of oxidative stress on your heart and arteries, the number one trigger for damaging inflammation, the number one, he says, cause of heart disease. And don't forget that regular table sugar is only one source, high fructose corn syrup another, look for it on package level, simple carbohydrates, potatoes, rice, pastries, jams, crackers, cereals, candy bars, cookies are also sources. They all need to be extinguished. Just what you've said, jam, cookie, but a lot of this says exactly what you have had to say about how deadly all of that sugar is for your body.
For sure.
And you know, it's just unbelievable. And he has, we have so many other things. I just want to stay here forever and tell you all the great nutrients and everything else like that, okay? And he even says here, the thing that we've talked about, a recent major analysis, he says, 28 different medical studies involving 100,000 men and women show that men and women who got the most vitamin D3 cut their diabetes risk by a whopping 55%. Plus, they reduced their risk of cardiovascular disease by 33%, their risk of developing metabolic syndrome, the weight gain by an impressive 51%. He goes on and on and on. He says, you see, vitamin D3 goes to the root of the problem, your beta cells. Those beta cells and produce insulin, okay? He goes on and on. Dr. Peters, MD, an endocrinologist at Tufts University Medical Center, says worn out beta cells are the main defect in type 2 diabetes, and vitamin D3 helps recharge these cells. Very important stuff, okay? It's not just Mona and Dennis. We're quoting the top doctors and the medical clinical trials. And again, remember, Alive and Well is there for you. We are there for you. And Alive and Well, that's the message. I know we're Fanatic Organics. We're fanatic about nutrients and not about toxic drugs, okay? But we share the information. We share the information. Call us at 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services. You want food sent? You want food set aside? You want to make gifts? You're going someplace else. You got to get the nutrients. You want the beautiful broth cafe to have everything set up for you so wonderfully. The terrific water, the mountain water that we've got, high oxygenation and everything else. It's all there for you at Alive and Well. Set up a time with Dennis or Mona. Set up a time with Dennis or Mona, and one-on-one, not doctors, don't pretend to be. Just share the great information, no charge, but set up a time so we are there for you, and we are always there for you, okay? And we love you, and we care for you, and that's the way it is. Right, Den?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well.
In Kahului.
Aloha. Aloha.